You have 9 returning starters in total, and you have 3 returning starters on the offensive line. Who do you see stepping up at that position this year along the offensive line?
You know, offensive line, I'll start out with a couple of our seniors. Ethan Marshall did a really good job for us last year. He's had a really good camp. I expect him to do great things and improve off what he did last year. Tyler Wilson's a guy that we lost last year. He's looking really good at center right now. We lost him to an injury mid-season, and he's recovered from that injury and doing a really good job for us right now. Another guy that we've seen do great things during camp so far is Austin Brandt. He's a junior, and he started for us last year and has stepped up his game a little bit this year and doing a great job for us so far.
Now let's get right into the quarterback situation. You were telling me earlier that, hey, you know what? Some quarterbacks are turning heads, and there's a good competition. Last year, our starter was Cameron Kirkwood.
Yeah, absolutely. Kirkwood was our starter last year, and he did a really good job for us and has continued to come into camp and show some really good things. We've also had a couple other kids step into that position and have really challenged him, and we're seeing, you know, an unanticipated race at that position, and we've been rotating 3 guys pretty equally. Coach Holst has been giving those guys equal reps, the other 2 being Joe Rodriguez, that's a sophomore, and Desmond Medina converted. He's still playing some wide receiver, but he's a converted wide receiver, and he's been taking some quarterback reps, and we're seeing good things out of both of those guys. So,
now, speaking of wide receivers, you have a key loss from last year. Trey Latke gone. Who do you see stepping up into his spot, that one position, and maybe the 2 or 3 spot? There's some competition there as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I don't think there's a guy that put more at the wide receiver spot, put more time in the offseason, and has really shown some good things so far as Tanner Hilliard as a junior. You know, he was a starter for us last year, and he put in the time in the offseason and did a lot of things, and it's starting to show for us on the practice field. And besides him, Morgan Merchant is another returning starter, and he's been shown some leadership that we lacked last year and doing some good things and like what we've seen out of him so far in camp. And I would say the third guy that we've got in that position right now it would be a guy that didn't play last year. Would be Giovanni Vasquez. He's a senior and kind of learning the ropes. Hasn't played for a couple of years and had some great athleticism and look forward to seeing what he can do for us on Friday nights.
Now let's move to the running back position. You lost a key senior from last year's squad. Who's stepping up so far this year at camp?
The front runners right now. You know, that's another contested position that we've got a lot of competition at that's really good. The key returner last year is VJ Pitter. He did a great job for us last year, and he's put on a lot of weight and done a lot of things in the offseason to make himself better. And like what we've seen out of him at camp. Another guy is a young guy, freshman, didn't see a lot of time on varsity last year, is Angel Nava. Total different running style. He's a smaller, lighter guy, but really quick on his feet and does a lot of good things. Great leader on our team. And then the last guy is a guy that we haven't seen, you know, didn't see last year, but showing some things and some promise in campus. His name's Cameron Martinson. He's a junior as well. So.
The Camels will open its regular season against Cheyenne East at 7 o'clock on Friday night. I have to do that one more time. It's next Friday night. Whoops, I'm getting ahead of myself. The Camels open its regular season against Cheyenne East at Campbell Stadium next Friday night. Kickoff is set for 7, and the game can be heard on 97.3 Camel FM and online at BasonsRadio.com. That's sports. I'm Chris Brintle.